Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Eruvin Perek Aleph. Hilchot Eruvin has an especially interesting koteret, listing the mitzvot discussed in these halachot. It reads, Mitzvat Asei Achat, Vihi Midivrei Sofrim Veina Min HaMinyan, Uveor Mitzvah Zo Bifrakim Elu. There is one mitzvat aseh in Hilchot Eruvin, but it is rabbinic and does not count as one of the 613. And the explanation of this mitzvah is in the coming prakim. This is the first time we've encountered in the Mishnah Torah an entire set of halachot which is completely rabbinic in origin and has no roots in the Torah Shebichtav. We'll see this again in Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah at the end of the Sefer, and after that only much later in the Mishnah Torah when we get to the monetary laws of Sefer Kinyan. What I find especially interesting, and I don't have an explanation for, is why the Rambam writes that there is only one mitzvah midrabanan here. Hilchot Eruvin discuss two entirely different concepts of Eruv. The first five prakim are about Eruv Chatzerot, and the related institution of Shituf Mivaot. And the last three prakim are about Eruv Tchumin, which has a different purpose and meaning altogether. There is one other concept of an Eruv in Halacha, namely Eruv Tavshilin, but the Rambam discusses that in Hilchot Yom Tov. The term Eruv means mixture, and each of the three types of Eruv indeed relies on mixing together different entities into one unit. The first several halachot of this perek explain what this means in the context of Eruv Chatzerot. Halacha Aleph. Chatzer sheyesh ba shchinim harbei, kol achad mehen bevayit la'atzmo, din torahu shiyu kulan mutarin l'taltel b'chol echatzer. Umibatim lachatzer, umeachatzer labatim, mipnei shekol echatzer reshut hayachid achat shemutar l'taltel b'chula. V'chein adin b'mavoi, shiyesh lo lechi okora, shiyu kol b'nei amavoi mutarim l'taltel b'chulo, umeachatzerot lamavoi, umimavoi lachatzerot, shekol hamavoi reshut hayachid hu. V'chein adin b'mdina, shimukefet choma gvoha asarat fachim, shiyesh la dlatot ninalot balayla, shekula reshut hayachid hi, Zehu Din Torah. Recall the typical residential arrangement that we learned back in Hilchot Shabbat Perek Yud Zayin. Many homes open to a courtyard, a chatzer, and several chatzerot open to a mavoi, an alleyway, which leads out to the Rishut HaRabim. As we saw there, it should be permitted to carry within a chatzer surrounded by four walls, and to carry from a house in the chatzer to the chatzer, or vice versa, because the entire chatzer has the status of a reshut hayachid, due to its four walls, and carrying is permitted both within a reshut hayachid and from one reshut hayachid to another. Similarly, when a mavoi has a lechi or a korah on its end, carrying within it should be permitted, as well as carrying from it to any of the courtyards which open to it, or vice versa. Halacha bet. Aval midivrei sofrim asur lashchinim l'taltel b'rishut hayachid shiyesh ba chaluka b'diurin ad shiyarvu kol hashchinim kulan me'erev shabbat. Echad chatzer, v'echad mavoi, v'echad hamedina. V'davar ze takanat shlomo uveit inohu. But midirabanan, as part of an ancient takana dating back to the time of Shlomo HaMelech, neighbors may not carry in any jointly used area, like a chatzer or a mavoi, until they all join together before Shabbat through the mechanism of an Eruv. Halacha Gimel extends this takana of Eruv to any permanent encampment of tents or huts. Even if a mechitza surrounds the entire area, one may not carry from one tent to another, or from one tent to the common area, without an Eruv. But this isn't the case for a convoy, a shayara, which is surrounded by a mechitza, and which periodically moves from one place to another. Because the tents of a convoy don't remain fixed in one place, the takana of Eruv Chatzerot does not apply to them. Many Rishonim dispute this psak of the Rambam, and consider the temporary setup of a convoy to be obligated in Eruv just as much as a permanent encampment. All agree that an encampment of soldiers going out to war is exempt from Eruv Chatzerot, which the Rambam writes in Hilchot Melachim, Perek Vav. Halacha Dalet. Umipnei ma tiken Shlomo davar ze, kidei shelo yit'u ha'am v'yomru, kishem shemutar lohotzi min ha'chatzerot l'rchovot ha'medina, u'shvakeha, u'lachnis mehen l'chatzerot, kach mutar lohotzi min ha'medina l'asadeh, u'lachnis min ha'sadeh l'medina. ויחשבו שהשווקים והרחובות הועיל והן רשות לכל, הרי הן כסדות וכמדברות, ויאמרו שהחצרות בלבד הן רשות היחיד, וידמו שאין ההוצאה מלאכה, ושמותר להוציא ולהכניס מרשות היחיד לרשות הרבים.
Why did Shlomo HaMelech enact this takana? So that people don't mistakenly think that just like it is permitted to carry from a private area, like a home or a chatzer, to a more public area, like a chatzer or a mavoy, or even a street, when the city is surrounded by a wall, so too it is permitted to carry anywhere, including to a reshut harabim, like an open field or a desert, as these two are public areas, like a chatzer or a mavoy. If people make this incorrect inference, then the entire malacha of hotzah mirshut lirshut is in danger of being forgotten, and also violated on a mass scale. Halacha hei, lefichach tikein shekol reshut hayachid shetechalek bediurin, viochaz kol echad vechad ba, reshut la'atzmo, viyishe'er mimena makom birshut kulan, viyad kulan shavabo, kegon chatzer labatim, shenachshov oto amakom shiyad kulan shavabo, ki ilu hu reshut la'rabim, venachshov kol makom umakom shachaz kol echad vechad minashchinim vechalako la'atzmo, shehu bilvad reshut hayachid, viyye asur lahotzi mirshut shechalak la'atzmo, lirshut shiyad kulan Shavabo, kamo she'ein motzi'in mirshut ha'achid l'rshut ha'rabim. Ela yishtamesh kol echad barshut shechalak la'atzmo bilvad, ad shi'arvu kulan, af al pi shakol rshut ha'achid. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech established that in any situation in which a reshut hayachid is split into areas where individuals live separately, like homes, alongside a common area, like a chatzer, we treat only the first type of area, the homes, as a reshut hayachid, while the second type, the common area, we treat as if it were a reshut harabim, until the residents of the homes create an eruv. What exactly is this eruv that they need to make in order to carry in the common area? Halacha Vav goes on to explain. Umahu ha'iruv hazeh, hu shi'itarvu b'machal echad shmanichin oto me'erv shabbat. Klomar shekulanu mo'ravin v'ochel echad lechulanu, ve'ein kol echad menu cholik reshut mechaviro, ela keshem shiyad kulanu shava b'makom zeh shnishar lechulanu, kach yad kulanu shava b'chol makom shachaz kol echad la'atzmo. V'hari anu kulanu reshut achat, ובמעשה זה לא יבואו לטעות ולדמות שמותר להוציא ולהכניס מרשות היחיד לרשות הרבים. The Eruv is the assumption of joint ownership by all the residents in a piece of food, which is set aside before Shabbat. In this manner, the residents declare that they are all to be seen as one cohesive group. The shared food is symbolic of shared property rights. For halachic purposes, all the residents share homes with each other to make the entire Reshut Hayachid, homes and Chatzer together, into one large common area. Once this is done, no one will make the mistake of thinking that just like he may carry from his home to the Chatzer, so too he may carry from a Reshut Hayachid to a Reshut Harabim. Any similarity between the Chatzer and the Reshut Harabim is erased by the existence of the Eruv. Halacha Zayin. העירוב שעושים בני החצר זה עם זה הוא הנקרא עירובי חצרות, ושעושים אנשי המבוי זה עם זה או כל בני המדינה הוא הנקרא שיתוף. What we just described in the last two halachot is the institution of Eruv Chatzerot. There is a parallel mechanism by which the different chatzerot, courtyards, within one mavoi, join together to permit carrying within the mavoi, and this is called Shituf Mivoot. Though the concepts are similar, there are significant differences between Eruv Chatzerot and Shituf Mivoot, one of which we'll see in the next halacha. Shituf Mivoot will be discussed in greater detail in Perek Hei. The Rambam alludes here to the possibility that all residents of a city, a medina in his terminology, can join together with an Eruv or a Shituf. Indeed, what we call an Eruv in the modern context, which allows carrying in a neighborhood or city, really consists of two parts. The first, as we discussed in Hilchot Shabbat, is a series of walls and tzurot ha-petach, which transform the entire neighborhood or city into a large chatzer or mavoi. The second part is the halachic eruv, meaning either an eruv chatzerot or shituf mevo'ot, as described in the last halachot. We'll discuss a little later more of the practical details of how this is set up. Halacha chet. Ein ma'arvin machatzerot ela befat shlema bilvad. Afilu kikar ma'afes sa'a v'hi prusa,
Ein ma'arvin ba. Hayta shlema v'hi ka'isar ma'arvin ba. Uchishem sh'ma'arvin b'fat tivua, kach ma'arvin b'fat orez u'b'fat adashim. Aval lo b'fat dochan. V'shituf bein b'fat bein m'shar ochalim. Bechol ochel mishtatfin, chutz min hamayim b'fnei atzman, o melech b'fnei atzmo. V'chein k'mehen u'fitriot, ein mishtatfin b'hen. Sheinan chashuvin ka'ochalim. Erev mayim im melech, nasa kemuryas u'mishtatfin bo. We mentioned in Halacha Vav that an Erev Chatzerot is made by sharing food. This shared food must be bread, made from grain, rice, or lentils, and it must be a full loaf. Even a small loaf may be used, and even a large piece, not a full loaf, may not be used. The reason given by the Gemara for this is to avoid quarrels between residents of the Chatzer. In the event that everyone contributes bread to the Erev, which, as we'll see, is one way to make an Erev, not the only way, then someone who contributes a full loaf may become upset with neighbors who skimp by donating only a partial loaf. For shituf mevaot, on the other hand, bread is not required, and any food or drink may be used except for very insignificant foods, specifically water, salt, mushrooms, and truffles, though the Gra believes that cooked mushrooms or truffles are considered significant and may be used for shituf. If water and salt are mixed together, this salt water is a primitive type of dip and may be used for shituf. Halacha tet, v'chama shiur ha'ochel eshmishtatfin bo, kagrogeret l'chol echad v'echad mibnei ha'mavoy u'mibnei ha'medina, v'hu sheyum shmona asar opachot, aval im hayu merubin al zeh, shiuro shtei seudot, shehen ki shmona asar grogarot, shehen kishisha beitzim beinoniot. Afilu hayu mishtatfin alafim urvavot, shtei seudot l'chulan. How much food is needed for a shituf mevaot? If there are up to 18 people in the mavoi, the city, or whatever area is being joined together, then the minimal amount is the size of a grogeret, a fig, for each person. As there are 3 grogrot in a kibetza, this comes out to at most 6 kibetzim, which is considered the size of 2 meals, shtei seudot. But if there are more than 18 people, even if there are many thousands, then the amount of food doesn't depend on the number of people at all. And this quantity of shtei seudot is always sufficient. In today's measurements, the size of a kibetza is a little under 60 grams, according to Rav Chaim Na'eh, and about 100 grams, according to the Chazon Ish. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion against the Rambam that 18 grogrot is the equivalent of 8 kibetzim rather than 6, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends following that opinion lechatchila. Even combining this stringency with a shear of the Chazon Ish, no more than 800 grams of food is required for a shituf mevaot, no matter how many people are included in it. However, the Rambam clarifies in Halacha Yud, if a food is not typically eaten by itself, but rather as an accompaniment to something else, for example, peanut butter or hummus, then the amount needed for shituf is however much of that food is typically eaten in 2 meals, which can be more or less than 6 kibetzim. Halacha Yud Aleph lists what this amount comes out to for various foods, and the Rambam ends Halacha Yud Aleph with the line, Kol ha'ochlin mitzarfin l'shiur ha'shituf. The food used for shituf doesn't need to be entirely of one type, rather we can join, say, half the required shear of one type of food with half the shear of another. The Raivah disagrees, and believes that this is only true of Eruv Tchumin, in which all the food is meant to be eaten by one person. We'll learn about that in Perek Vav. But when the collected food is meant to be shared by many people, as in Shituf Mevo'ot, we require all the food to be of the same type, so that everyone's share is equivalent to everyone else's. We'll skip the next 2 halachot about comparisons between different systems of measurements, and we'll pick up with Halacha Yud Dalet. Ochel shehu mutar b'achila, afal pi shehu asur lazeh ha'mareiv, harei zeh ha'mareiv bo u'mishtatef bo. Ketzad, mishtatef hu hanazir b'yayin, v'Yisrael b'truma. V'chein hanoder me'ochel zeh, o shenishba shelo yochlenu, ma'areiv bo u'mishtatef bo. Shim eino ra'ui lazeh, harei hu ra'ui la'acher. The food used for Eruv or Shituf must be permitted for consumption by at least some people, not necessarily everyone. So wine may be used by a nazir to make a shituf, truma may be used even by non-kohanim, and one may make an eruv or shituf with food that he personally may not eat because he took a neder or a shavua forbidding it to himself. The next halacha adds the example of demai, which may be used because it is permitted to anim. But any food which is forbidden to everyone, even if it is forbidden only midrabanan, may not be used for an eruv or a shituf. Halacha tet zayin. Ketzad marvin b'chatzerot. Govin chala achat shlema mikol bayit uvayit. Umanichina kol bichli achad bevayit achad mivatei achatzer. Afilu bevet ha-teven o bevet ha-bakar o bevet ha-utsar. Aval im nitano bevet sha'ar, afilu bevet sha'ar shel yachid, o ba'achsadra, o bemirpeset, o bevet she'en bo arba amot al arba amot, eino eruv. Uchishem mekabetz ha-eruv mevarech, baruch atah Hashem alokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedushan v'sav v'sivanu al mitzvat eruv. Va'omer be'eruv ze yeh mutar l'chol b'nei ha-chatzer l'hutzi u'lachnis mi'bayit l'vayit b'shabbat. V'yesh la'katan ligbot eruvei chatzerot. U'vayit sh'manichin bo eruv eino tzarich liten atapat. V'im hayu regilin l'aniach bo ein meshanin oto mi'pnei darchei shalom. What is the exact procedure of eruv chatzerot? A full loaf is collected from each home in the chatzer, and all these loaves are placed together in one kli inside one of the homes in the chatzer. They may be placed even in a building used for storage in which no one resides, but it must be an indoor location which is at least 4x4 amot in size, and it cannot be a beit sha'ar, a booth adjacent to a gate in which a guard typically sits. The Ravi disagrees about the need to collect a full loaf from each home, and believes it's sufficient to collect flour, at least a grogeret of flour from each home if there are 18 or fewer homes, and bake this flour into a loaf. He records this as the custom practiced in his location, and the Rama does the same. The one collecting the Eruv makes the bracha of Asher Kedushan Mustavit Sivanu al Mitzvat Eruv. The Rambam doesn't specify when exactly this bracha is made, and poskim debate whether it is said at the start or at the end of the collection. The bracha is accompanied by a declaration that this Eruv is meant to allow the residents of the Chatzer to carry on Shabbat from their homes to the Chatzer and vice versa, as well as from one home to another. Even a child may collect the Eruv Chatzerot. The home in which the Eruv is stored does not need to contribute to it. This is a major advantage for the home in which the Eruv is stored, and because of it, storing the Eruv was considered a prized right. Therefore, once the custom is established to store the Eruv in a certain home, we don't change the location of the Eruv in order to keep the peace between neighbors. Halacha Yud Zayin. The chetzad mishtatfin b'mavoi, gove ochel kagrogeret mikol echad v'echad, o pachot mikagrogeret im hayu merubin, umaniach hakol bichli echad b'chatzer mechatzrot ha-mavoi o bevayit min abatim, afilu bayit katan o achsadra o mirpeset, harei ze shituf. Aval im hinicho ba'avir mavoi, eino shituf. V'im hiniach hakli b'chatzer, tzarich lahagbia hakli min hakarka tefach kedei shiye nikar. ומברך על מצוות עירוב, ואומר, בזה השיתוף יהיה מותר לכל בני המבוי להוציא ולהכניס מחצרות למבוי בשבת. What is the exact procedure of שיתוף מבואות? Food is collected from everyone in the מבוי, a grogeret from each, or less if there are more than 18 homes, and it is put into a kli which is stored inside one of the courtyards or one of the homes in the מבוי. In this case, there is no requirement of a formal house, like an Eruv Chatzerot, so even a Beit Sha'ar or some other area of less by 4x4 Amot suffices. But the Shituf must be placed either in a Chatzer or indoors, not in the Mavoy itself, the alleyway to which all the courtyards open. If the Eruv is placed outdoors in a Chatzer, it must be elevated one Tefach high in order to be noticeable. Other Rishonim understand the purpose of this elevating, Hagbaha, to be a form of kinyan, in the event that one person acquires the food of the Shituf on behalf of the other residents, as we'll learn about in Halacha Chaf. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this opinion, and therefore requires Hagbah Tefach only in the case of acquisition for others that we'll see in Halacha Chaf. The same bracha of Al Mitzvat Eruv is made on Shituf as well, together with a declaration that this Shituf allows the residents to carry on Shabbat from their courtyards to the Mavoy and vice versa. Regarding the requirement in both Eruv and Shituf to put all the food in one kli, the Rambam adds in Halacha Yudchet that if the kli fills up and some of the collected food is left over, the remainder may be placed in another kli. If Shituf Mavot is done for an entire Mavoy, does each individual Chatzer also require an Eruv Chatzerot? Fundamentally, it should not, as the entire Mavoy has been joined together through the Shituf. But the Rambam writes in Halacha Yutet that Chazal required each Chatzer to make its own Eruv so that the concept of Eruv Chatzerot not be forgotten. However, if the shituf is done using bread, just as an eruv chatzer it must be done, then it isn't necessary for each chatzer to make its own eruv. Halacha chaf. Lakach echad mibnei chatzer pat achat, v'amar harei zo l'chol bnei chatzer, o ochel kishtei su'udot, v'amar harei ze l'chol bnei mavoi, eino tzarich ligbot mikol echad v'echad, aval tzarich lizakot lehen bo al yidei acher. V'yesh lo lizakot lehen al yidei beno uvito hagdolim, v'al yidei avdo ha'ivri, v'al yidei ishto, aval lo al yidei beno uvito haktanim, v'lo al yidei avdo v'shifchato haknanim, mipnei shi'adan ki ado. V'chein yesh lo lizkot lehen al yidei shifchato ha'ivrit, af al pi shi'iktana, sh'akatan zochel achirim, b'davar shu midivrei sofrim. V'eino tzarich lo'di alivnei achatzer o livnei amavoi sh'arei zika lehen ve'irev alihen, sh'zchut hi lehen v'zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. Rather than physically collecting food from each person, one person may make an erev chatzerot or a shituf mavo'ot in the following manner. This person, who we refer to as the mizakeh, takes a loaf of his own, or any shtei su'udot worth of food, in the case of shituf, and formally confers ownership on a portion of it to each person in the chatzer or mavoi. To accomplish this transfer of ownership, zechia, he must physically give the loaf or food to another person, the zoche, who by taking it in his hands acquires it on behalf of the residents of the chatzer or mavoi to whom it is being given. This mechanism is known as zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav, and it can be done even without the knowledge of the residents. The zoche does not have to be one of the residents, and can be anyone except the young child, below bar mitzvah age, of the mezakeh, or his eved kanani or shivcha kananit, as these people are not considered independent of the mezakeh in matters pertaining to ownership. The zoche can even be a katan or a ktana who is not the child of the mezakeh. Even though ordinarily a child cannot be zoche on behalf of others, he or she is able to do so when the purpose is entirely rabbinic, as in the cases of Eruv and Shituf. Going back to the case of the child of the mezakeh himself, the Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of other Rishonim, including the Rush, that the important criterion is not whether this child is a katan or a gadol, as the Rambam believes, but rather whether the child is financially dependent on his father, the mezakeh. The halachic phrase is somech al shulchano. In order to be yotzei both opinions, the Shulchan Aruch concludes, the zoche should be both a gadol, above bar bat mitzvah age, and should not be somech al shulchano of the mezakeh. The Rama adds that because we are lenient in matters of Erevin, because they are entirely rabbinic, even if the zoche fulfills only one of these two conditions, a gadol who is somech al shulchano of the mezakeh, that's acceptable only for the Rambam, or a katan who is eino somech al shulchano of the mezakeh, that's acceptable only for the Rush, b'dievet the Eruv is valid. We can now summarize how a communal Eruv chatzerot is set up nowadays. The procedure used is valid both as Eruv chatzerot and as shituf mevo'ot in order to have a uniform procedure for all cases, whether the area in question has the halachic status of a chatzer or of a mavoi. We assume at this point that all residents are Jewish, and we'll see in the next parak what must be done about non-Jewish residents. The rabbi of the community takes a significant amount of bread, typically a box of matzot, which can last an entire year, and is certainly the size of 8 kibbutzim. He gives this box to another person, who is zoche in it on behalf of everyone in the community. As the Shulchan Aruch writes, he must have in mind that the zechiyah of the bread is not only for the current residents, but for all people who will move into the area over the coming year until a new Eruv is set up. The bracha of Al Mitzvat Eruv is made, as well as the declarations we saw in Halachot Zayin and Yud Zayin. The matzot are typically stored in the local shul, and someone must ensure that they remain there from week to week, and also that the matzot don't become moldy or otherwise inedible, for as long as the Eruv is meant to last. Since there is only supposed to be one Eruv the entire neighborhood or city, recall from the beginning of the Perek that the entire point of the Eruv is to join all residents together, there should not be multiple Eruvim, even if there are multiple shuls. The Eruv must be handled by a community-wide rabbinic authority, or in the absence of such a figure, the rabbis of the different shuls in the community must get together and make one joint Eruv. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Ein ma'arvin v'lo mishtatfin b'shabbat, ela mi ba'od yom, ומערבין עירובי חצרות ושיתופי מבואות בין השמשות, אף על פי שהוא ספק מן היום, ספק מן הלילה. ולעולם צריך שיהיה העירוב או השיתוף מצוי ואפשר לאוכלו כל בין השמשות. לפיכך, אם נפל עליו גל או עבד או נשרף, או שהיה תשומה ונתמת, מבעוד יום אינו עירוב. מי שחשיכה, הרי זה עירוב. ואם ספק, הרי זה עירוב, שספק עירוב כשר. The Eruv or Shituf must be set up from before Shabbat, not on Shabbat itself, though we are lenient to allow setting it up during the Bein HaShmashot period when Shabbat begins. It must be available to eat at the start of Shabbat, meaning, because we cannot identify this exact moment, that it must exist and be accessible until the end of Bein HaShmashot. Therefore, if an Eruv is set up before Shabbat, but then gets burnt, lost, or buried under a pile of rocks before the end of Bein HaShmashot, or if the Eruv is made from Truma, which becomes Tame before that time, and therefore no one can eat it, then it is disqualified. If we find on Shabbat that one of these things happened to the Eruv, and we don't know if this transpired before or after Shabbat began, the Eruv is valid, based on the principle, which stems from the rabbinic source of the concept of Eruv, that Safek Eruv Kasher. Halacha Chaf Bet. נתן העירוב או השיתוף במגדל ונעל עליו, ועבד המפתח קודם שחשיכה, אם אי אפשר לו להוציא העירוב, אלא אם כן עשה מלאכה בין השמשות, הרי זה כמי שעבד, ואינו עירוב, שהרי אי אפשר לו לאוכלו. הפריש תרומת מעשר או תרומה גדולה, והתנה עליה שלא תהיה תרומה עד שתחשך, אין מערבין בה, שעדיין היא תבל כל בין השמשות, וצריך שתהיה סעודה הראויה מבעוד יום. If one puts the Eruv or Shituf in a box, which he then locks, and he loses the key before Shabbat begins, is the Eruv or Shituf valid? Only if he can open the box without doing a Malacha d'oraita, as otherwise the Eruv or Shituf is considered lost, because it's inaccessible before the start of Shabbat. Recall from Hilchot Shabbat Perek Chaf Dalet that the Rambam permits an Isser Shvut during Bein HaShmashot if there is any exigency, dochak, involved. Having a valid Eruv or Shituf certainly qualifies, and therefore, even if one can only open the box by violating an Isser Shvut, the Eruv or Shituf is considered to be accessible during the Bein HaShmashot period when Shabbat begins. If one uses tevel to make an eruv or shituf, and he separates truma and masrot from the tevel, but with the condition that the separation only take effect when it gets dark, after the end of Bein HaShmashot, then the eruv or shituf is invalid, because at the moment Shabbat began, it was still made of tevel, which is forbidden to eat.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.